Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Leslie Grossman being back on the show. Leslie is a almost 14-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? Isn't that great? She's one of the top leadership experts that I know. She's a significant, major, outstanding Vistage chair. That means she's helping a bunch of small business CEOs and her with her advisory boards that she works with. She was the co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange. That's an important point because of what we're going to talk about. And she's an author of a couple of great books, Link Out and Sell Station. And she's our good friend, Leslie Grossman. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. Delighted to be here with you.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for being here and for all that you do for us and for what a strong leader you are in the marketplace. I want you to know that I admire you very much, and I know my audience loves having you on the show.
Oh, thank you. And the same to you, my God. The thing is, together we have to make a difference out there, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. A lot of work to do. Hey, Leslie, you've devoted most of your career to not just to business owners, but you've also focused a lot of your career on women business owners, helping them make sure that they have as much opportunity as possible. They put their best foot forward, that they know the good, the bad, and the ugly of the marketplace, and what it takes to be successful as a woman in the marketplace, which is a different dance than men do, no question about it. And I've spent the last 20 plus years on my show making sure that those kinds of messages get out. I've worked really hard. I don't mind saying, I'm going to brag a little bit. I've worked really hard making sure that women are well represented with people like you and Terry Neese and so many others that have been promoting women over all the years. And so I love talking about women. And next week is International Women's Day?
That's right. It's International Women's Day on Thursday, March 8th.
That's coming up. And so let's talk a little bit about that. Where do you think things stand right now?
Well, progress is being made, and it's not just the companies that are making it, but women are, again, it's almost like we're, when the Me Too movement surfaced the end of last year, I think that women's voices started to get louder again. They've been quiet for a while. The recession, that big recession we had back in 2008 quieted everybody down, and it was survival mode, right?
Yeah.
For the next 10 years, building, and we're still doing that. But now, more and more research has shown that the companies that have more women at the top are the companies that are the most successful. The stock prices are higher, the profits are higher, and so the research has been out there, but a lot of companies have not been doing a lot. Women are now also speaking out more. As I said, started with the Me Too movement, but people are listening to women about other issues as well. And I think this year on International Women's Day, and I kind of think of March as International Women's Month because it's a time that a lot of issues are discussed. I think this year, 2018, is going to be a big year for women to have a stronger voice in every area of equality, and companies are paying a lot of attention. And there's actually a lot of news out there this year about things that companies are doing that are really great. So I wanted to share some of that with you.
Well, I would like you to. One of the things that I'd like to point out, and I am a guy, and I think about these things, but I also have a daughter. I care about her. I have a wife who's in business. I care an awful lot about her. I, you know, of course, you and all the other ladies in my brain trust. But the thing that I keep thinking about is how much of what women should be doing is being, you know, the thing, like you were talking about the Me Too movement, more louder, more aggressive. And I just wonder how much also is there that women should claim that they're not claiming. Nobody's stopping them from doing it, but they're not claiming what they could be claiming. Would you agree that there's some of that?
Yes, but I think there's more of that happening. They are starting to claim more.
Right.
I mean, you have a country like Iceland, which actually has a majority of women in their parliament, and they have now made it illegal to pay women less than men.
Wow. And also, we got to go to a break, Leslie, but also look what's happening in Saudi Arabia. How about that? Now, talk about a sea change. Quick break. Right back with Leslie Grossman. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.